الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. The seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his life, his position, his rank, his status, his maqam, from even before he came into this world, the different things that took place, the miracles that took place, indicating that the birth of this child and this person who is going to be born is no ordinary human being. The birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the events that took place when he was born, his childhood days, the days he spent in the company of his mother because he was an orphan, his father had already passed away. Then his mother leaves the world, and the difficult time and moments when he had accompanied his mother Amina and Ayman Baraka radiallahu ta'ala anha to Medina. At that time it was not known as Medina, it was known as Yathrib, to visit his maternal relatives. And as they come back, they're returning at the place of Abawa, Amina passes away. And the historians have recorded how Rasulullah cried on that occasion. Little child, accompanied by Ayman Baraka, who was the servant of Amina. And Rasulullah SAW cried profusely. And he could not leave the qabr of his mother. But eventually he was forced by Ayman Baraka, who then brought Rasulullah SAW back to Makkah Mukarramah. And she was like a mother to him. And he would often say, ya Ummah, ba'da Ummi, oh my mother, after my mother. And then Rasulullah SAW living in Makkah, in the company of his grandfather Abdul Muttalib, who was so fond of him, that despite Abdul Muttalib having so many sons, not a single son of his dared sitting on his mat, on his place. But Rasulullah was that beloved grandchild of his grandfather, and he was given permission at any time to sit on his grandfather's mat. And then came the day when his grandfather passed away. Then two historians have recorded how Rasulullah ran behind the janazah of his grandfather. Allah Ta'ala had a system in place. A tarbiyah was being made for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read every point in the history and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are amazing, amazing lessons for all of us. Then his honesty, his trustworthiness, that people even before Islam, in the time of Jahiliyyah, we know the ills that were taking place at that time, the evil practices, the customs, the fighting, the quarrels, the disputes, the cheating, the deceiving. Despite all that, the people of Makkah respected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gave him the title of Al-Amin, Al-Sadiq, the most honest, the most trustworthy person. Then he is working for Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she is impressed with his honesty. And eventually comes the day despite her elderly age, she was elder than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she marries Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then comes the day, or the period in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to take him away to the cave of Hira, in which he would make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is even before becoming a Nabi of Allah. And Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he loved Khadija radiallahu anha so dearly, that when that day came, when now he has become a Nabi of Allah, and the verses of Surah Iqra were revealed. And we know the incident, how Rasul comes running down. And he is trembling. He is shaking. And he says, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me with a blanket. He was perspiring profusely, because Jibreel alayhi salam appeared and pressed onto Rasulullah salam in the cave 3 times and released him and said, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. We're not going to the entire incident. Rasulullah salam thought this is now the end of his life. And she consoled him. Kalla wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abada. She says, never. Allah will never let you down. Allah will never let harm come to you. My respected brothers and elders, she mentions 5 qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These qualities were already in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before becoming a Nabi. And she consoles him. Innaka latasilur rahim. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no harm will come to you, because you are a person who joins family ties. That's the very first quality she mentions. You're not one who breaks off relationships. You're one who does sila rahmi. You're kind and compassionate to your family members. You take care of them. You see to the welfare of your relatives. You join ties with them. You don't break off ties and relationship with them. That's the first quality. إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ الرَّحِيمُ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلَّ. You carry the burden of society. One is literally Rasulullah would go and hold and carry the parcels and the luggage of people, helping them. Some historians have mentioned an incident of an elderly woman, a lengthy incident, in which she was a mushrika and she now decides to leave Makkah, because there is a person by the name of Muhammad, and the wrong message that she was given, that he is now talking ill of our forefathers, and he's now bringing such a new deen, religion, that he is corrupting the minds of people, etc. She decides to leave. She's taking her luggage, her belongings, to go off to another place. And she is struggling to carry her luggage. And there comes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he pleads to her to let him assist her, and she allows, not knowing who this man is. And as they are going, she sees this young man is so generous, so kind, so caring. And finally, when she reaches her destination, she tells him, oh my son, you have been so kind to me. Can I give you anything in return? He refuses. She says, well, let me just warn you of a person by the name of Muhammad. He's a very evil person. Stay far away from him. And then she tells him, oh my son, I forgot to ask your name. What is your name? He says, oh my mother, I'm the same Muhammad that you were talking about all this time and you were reviling. Historians have mentioned that she embraced Islam there and there. إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ الرَّحِيمُ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلِّ. You carry the burden of society. May Allah give us those broad shoulders and assist us in serving the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ or وَتُكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ people who don't have any money, people who are poor, ma'doom, faqir. You earn for them or you help them to earn some halal. It was the worry and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sees a person begging. He could not see a person begging. He takes an axe, gives it to him. Go chop some wood. And as the person got wood, he sold it. He made some money. Then Rasulullah tells him, now you purchase an axe with this money and you continue doing your business. But he would look for ways of helping the poor people, those who were destitute. وَتَقْرِ الضَّيْفِ the moment a person comes as a guest, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would entertain him. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ whoever believes in Allah and the last day, he should honor his guest. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ and O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are one who assists mankind, humanity, in times of disaster, catastrophe. If there's any catastrophe, disaster, whatever it may be, O Muhammad, you're the first person to go and assist the people. The seerah of Rasulullah continues. These are just the beginning few qualities that Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha mentions. The books of seerah, the books of ahadith are full with different qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha was asked, tell me the akhlaq of Rasulullah. Explain to me what type of character he had. She says, Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. You want to know about his character? Open the Qur'an. See all the good qualities that are mentioned of the believers, you will see that in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His entire life was the Qur'an. To speak on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is virtually impossible to do justice to it. Not only books have been written, volumes have been written, encyclopedias have been written on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only by Muslims, by non-Muslims. Some, of course, Orientalists had their own agendas. But many a non-Muslim writer eventually had to confess that the greatest man in this world was none other than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person can go on and on and on speaking about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the jamal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the 14 full moon, it is so bright. Jabir bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala is observing the full moon and his gaze falls on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He looks again at the moon, again at Rasulullah sallallahu's beauty, and he comes to the conclusion that nay, the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam outshines the brilliance of the 14 full moon. And that is why Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala would say, if the friends of Zulaykha, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and Zulaykha, when they saw Yusuf alayhi salam, they began, instead of cutting the fruit, they began cutting the fingers. He says, if those same friends of Zulaykha had to see my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, they'll cut their hearts open. We cannot imagine the beauty of Rasulullah. Ulama have mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make izhar and reveal the full beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If that had to happen, then even the Sahaba would not be able to contain the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why the poet says, "Balagha al-ula bi jamalihi, balagha al-ula bi kamalihi, kashafa ad-duja bi jamalihi, hasuna jami'u khisalihi, sallu alayhi wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim." Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu says, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّمَا خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. No eyes have seen any person more handsome and beautiful than you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No woman has given birth to any child more beautiful than you. It is as though you have been created absolutely perfect, how you wish to have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shama'il. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi has written a whole compilation. It is translated into English language also, and years ago it's already translated in South Africa. Absolutely beautiful translation with the commentary of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi. The face of Rasulullah, his mubarak teeth, his lips, his head, his zulfa, his lips, his eyes, his palms, his feet, every feature of Rasulullah is so beautiful. So we can go on writing and praising Rasulullah, but we cannot do justice to that. Never, impossible. And that is why, either Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu anhu or somebody else mentioned, when he gave a speech or he mentioned poetry in couplets in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ma madhhtu Muhammadan bima qalati, ma madhhtu Muhammadan bima qalati, walakin mudihat maqalati bi Muhammada." He says, "I have tried to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my speech, in my poetry. I use the most flowery language and the best of words, but in essence, I haven't done justice to that. In fact, what has happened is my speech and my poetry got beauty because I'm mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in it." So my respected brothers and elders, we have heard talks on seerah. We will hear talks inshallah. We will read the books on seerah. And we will see the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sublime conduct, the manner in which he interacted with people, his character, his akhlaq. What a perfect ruler he was. What a perfect Nabi he was. Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest of all Anbiya. Alayhi musallatu wasalam. Khatamun Nabiyin. No Nabi to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Excellent ruler. An excellent father. How he treated his children. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She's married to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha. She's got children. Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhuma. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he visits his Fatima, it is mentioned in the kitab, in hadith, that Rasulullah sallam, after any journey, he'll come first to the masjid, perform two rakat salah, sit with sahaba. Thereafter, the first house he will visit is the house of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She would stand up and kiss her father and make him sit next to her or in her seat. And when she would visit her father, he would stand up and kiss his Fatima. And he would make her sit either on his right or on her left. How he interacted with his family, his wives. We have mentioned this previously. But inshallah, one of the nikah talks on a Jummah occasion, we will explain and dedicate how Rasulullah conducted himself as a husband to his wives. What was the relationship he had with them? How he treated his servants, his workers. So he was an excellent master, an excellent teacher. One sahabi, it's a long incident, and he says, "Ma ra'aytu mu'alliman qattu ahsana min Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." I have never seen any teacher more better than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas radiallahu ta'ala served Rasulullah for 10 solid years. He was only 10 years old when his mother came and gifted him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make his khidmat. And he spent 10 solid years in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, "Wama qala li uffin qattu." Never did Rasulullah tell me even uff. If he commanded me to do something and I did not do it, I was lazy or I got a bit delayed, he never reprimanded me. If I did something which I was not supposed to do, he never reprimanded me. In every aspect, look at different avenues, different aspects of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's only beautiful lessons for us. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, "لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ." Verily, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for you, O Muslimin, O Mu'mineen, is the most perfect, beautiful example. If I were to tell you now, we need to reach a certain destination, and there are so many roads and pathways we can take, but this one way, this pathway here, is a very easy path. and very, very beautiful. And this is the most correct and the most perfect pathway. The other pathways, I'm not sure, you may get lost. In fact, this is the only pathway. It's very easy. Very beautiful the pathway, beautiful scenery, you'll enjoy yourself. And there's only perfection in this pathway and you will reach your destination. Obviously, every one of us will take that path. And that is the path we are taking of Rasulullah ﷺ to make us reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama mentioned this path is ashal, very easy, the most easy path. The seerah of Rasulullah ﷺ, when we read it, when you look about, you read about the sunnah, we'll find this hikmat and wisdom in every sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. Whether we understand or don't understand, there's only beauty in it, there's only purity in it, there's only kamal in it, there's only jamal in it. It is most ashal, most easy, most ajmal and akmal, most beautiful and most perfect. No other path will make us reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but the path of Rasulullah, ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah ta'ala says, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell the people, if they claim they love me, they should follow your path, your way of life, ittiba of the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there are so many different aspects one could discuss in the seerah of Rasulullah. As I mentioned, it's going to be a short talk today. The purpose of all these bayans is not just to listen and then we forget until the next Rabiul Awwal, then we'll hear some bayan again. My respected brothers, the seerah of Rasul should be in front of us every single day of our life. Whether we in our colleges, in the masjid, at home, as a husband, as a wife, as a child, as a parent, as a teacher, as a principal, as a governor, as a king, as a ruler, whoever the person is, in front of him, he must have the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His ta'alluq with children, amazing. Aqra bin Habis radiallahu ta'ala was a Bedouin sahabi. His name appears on many occasions in hadith and in seerah. Aqra bin Habis radiallahu ta'ala. You should understand, a Bedouin came from the countryside. So he did not have the knowledge and the ilm and etiquettes like the others had. On one occasion, he's standing outside the masjid and Rasulullah comes out and he sees his grandchildren. So Rasulullah kisses his grandchildren. Aqra bin Habis radiallahu anhu found that very strange. أَتُقَبِّلُونَ صِبْيَانَكُمْ Ya Rasulullah, you kiss your children? He said, yes, why not? He said, well, I have got 10 children. مَا قَبَّلْتُ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا قَطُّ Never once in my life I kissed any of my child. Two narrations. One says, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ Aqra, that person who does not show mercy, of course on young ones, Allah will not show mercy upon him. Another narration, Aqra, what can I do now if Allah has snatched away from your heart mercy? Allah has taken away mercy from your heart. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, I accompanied Rasulullah one day. We went to the bazaar of Banu Qaynuqa. We passed by there and we came to the house of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. The very first thing Rasulullah meant, made salam to Fatima, he asked her from outside, Athamma Luka? Is the small one here? Referring to Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, a grandfather who loves his grandchild. He goes, the small one is here? Is he around? So she says, yes. Rasulullah and Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala are outside, they're waiting. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that I realize that Fatima radiallahu ta'ala is preparing Hassan for Rasulullah, giving him a bath, making him wear nice clothes. He's going to see his nana just now. After some time, Hassan radiallahu ta'ala comes out. Brother, let us visualize this. We have time to fantasize of all haram things in this world. May Allah protect us. Now let's visualize and imagine our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam standing outside. Hassan radiallahu anhu coming out. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is watching. He says, Wallah, I see them hugging one another. Rasulullah embraces Hassan. And he's kissing Hassan. Hassan is holding on to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And then Rasulullah says, Allahumma inni uhibbu. Wallah, I love Hassan. Fa'ahibbah. Oh Allah, you also love Hassan radiallahu anhu. Wa'ahibba man yuhibbu. Wallah, love whosoever loves Hassan radiallahu anhu. Wallah, I've got love for him. Wallah, you love him also. Wallah, every person who loves him, you must also love him. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Wallah, from that day, I never loved any other person more than I loved Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. Of course, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I never loved any other person as much as I loved Hassan radiallahu because of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine the bond, the time he had for his grandchildren? Despite being a Nabi of Allah, he's coming back from a battle or a long tedious journey. Any one of us come back from some journey, went on work, went abroad, went overseas, went for Umrah, Hajj, whatever. You come back, you are tired. The very first thing, you're going to go home, have a nice hot shower, have hot meals. As Rasul comes back from a long journey on the outskirts of Medina, who is meeting him? Young children. He would go, he would stroke their hair, place his Mubarak fingers and hands on their cheeks. You open the kitab, you will see Sahaba. As they grew older, they were talking about the time when they were young and how the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his Mubarak hands on their cheeks. He would give them a ride on his camel, seat them also on the camel's back and give them a ride to entering to Madinah Munawwara. It is either Maghrib or Isha Salah. Hassan radiallahu anhu is with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Namaz is taking place. The Sahabi who narrates the hadith, he says that Rasulullah took very long in sajda. He's not waking up from sajda. He prolonged his sajda. Hazrat Shaddad radiallahu ta'ala. He says, I raised my head slightly, I peeped to see something has happened to Rasulullah, what's wrong? He says, I saw Rasulullah in sajda, I went back into sajda, and then after some time Rasulullah raised his head, completed the salah. Immediately after the sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened today? What happened in salah, in sajda? Something happened to you? Did you become ill? Or was wahi coming down to you? He says, nothing of that sort. Nothing of that sort. My son, referring to Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, climbed on my back. And he was sitting on my back. And I disliked throwing him off my back. And I waited for him until he did not jump off my back. I did not raise my head from sajda. Can we imagine? Once he is in ruku, either Hassan or Hussein radiallahu anhumah has climbed onto the back of Rasulullah. They are children. Nabi Kareem is in that position. A person goes back, pass by, or sees Rasulullah. So perhaps Rasulullah just sit in that position and Hassan jumped on his back. Like how a person takes somebody for a ride. So the person exclaimed, he says, Ni'ma al-Markub, what a beautiful conveyance. Referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallam said, leave the conveyance. Ni'ma al-Raqib, look at the rider. Look at the rider. This was the bond he had for his grandchildren. And likewise, many other children. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make Hassan sit on one lap and Usama on the other lap. Usama bin Zayd is known as Hibbu Rasulullah Islam, the beloved of Rasulullah Islam, Wabnu Hibbihi Islam, and the son of the beloved of Rasulullah Islam, Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu. Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu was captured. It's a long incident. Brought into Makkah at that time. And Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu anhu, the nephew of Khadija radiallahu anhu, purchases him and gives him to Khadija radiallahu anhu. She was a very wealthy woman at that time. So she gives Zayd bin Haritha as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem frees him, takes him as his own son, adopts him as his son. In the beginning he was known as Zayd bin Muhammad. Until verses came down that you cannot call him Zayd bin Muhammad because he's not your real son. So he's Zayd bin Haritha. Rasulullah loved him very dearly. And the bond and connection was such that when the news came to his father, reached his father, his uncle, that Zayd is in Makkah
and he's in the care of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They come and they say, we have heard you're a very nice person, etc. And you have got in your bondage our son, so please, if you could release him. Nabi Kareem said, oh, no problem. Let's call Zaid. Zaid, where are you? Come here. Do you know these two people? He says, yes, that's my father and that's my uncle. You see, they have come to fetch you. You decide what you want to do. Zaid comes running to Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, I will never leave you. I will never leave you. Father and uncle are surprised. They are shocked. They are alarmed. Zaid, you have to remain in bondage here in Makkah, your hometown. Your mother is waiting for you. There's freedom for you there. He says, I have seen in this man what you have not seen. I have seen in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam what you have not seen. And that is why when Sahaba became close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to leave Rasulullah's company was something that they could not bear. Thawban radiallahu anhu comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am concerned, worried. What's your problem? He says, Ya Rasulullah, in the dunya we are so lucky. We're sitting with you, enjoying your company. We're seeing your countenance, your beautiful face, in your suhbat. Akhirat, we do not know what's going to happen. Where will you be? Where we will be? You are guaranteed Jannah. And even if we get Jannah, your rank, your maqam, maqam-e-mahmood, the highest of stages, we won't see you. Rasulullah remained silent until wahi came down. وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That whoever obeys Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be with the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu salam in the hereafter. They could not bear, they could not tolerate that Rasulullah will be away. What's going to happen to us? And we have heard the story of Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu 100 times. Or more than 100 times. When Rasulullah is dispatching him to Yemen, and Rasulullah is walking, holding the reins, Muaz wants to jump off. Nabi said, no, you remain seated. He's escorting him, bidding him farewell, giving him advices. And then he breaks the news to him. That shatters him. He begins to cry, O Muaz, Asa an la talqani ba'da aami hadha. Wa la'allaka an tamurra bi masjidi wa qabri. Muaz, perhaps this is the last time we're meeting now. Class. After this, you'll come by, pass one day, you'll pass my masjid and my qabr. I will not be around anymore. فَبَكَى مُعَاذٌ جَشَعًا began to cry profusely like a little baby. Nabi Kareem could not see him crying, so he turned his Mubarak face away. When the wives were given a choice, if you wish to remain in my marriage, Rasulullah gave them a choice because there was a demand that they had made at one time for more money for the expenses. Then Rasulullah gave them the choice if they wish to live with him in that simple life, or they were given the freedom and talaq could be given. Not a single wife chose divorce and talaq. Immediately, the decline from that suggestion they proposed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they opted to remain in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A tree trunk, which Rasulullah would stand by and give his khutbah, and he would rest on it and place his Mubarak hands on it at times. When the mimbar was made, now Nabi Kareem went past the tree trunk and ascended the mimbar. The moment he did so, the tree trunk, which is not human, began to sob like a baby. Sahaba were present. Sahaba heard this tree trunk crying. They began to cry. Can you imagine? The whole masjid is crying. Rasulullah comes down, descends the mimbar, goes to the tree trunk, embraces it, places his Mubarak hand. Ulama have mentioned in the kitabs, like how you pacify a baby that is sobbing, and you stop it from crying. So slowly, slowly the voice goes slower and softer, like that. Rasulullah made it silent, gave it a choice. If you wish, you can go back to your roots in the garden from which you came, or you can be a tree in Jannah. Of course, he chose to be a tree in paradise. Nothing, no, even a thing that was not a human being, could not see a distance away from Rasulullah ﷺ. Could not separate from Rasulullah ﷺ. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, Rasul leaves this world. Bilal can no longer remain in Medina. How is he going to be living in Medina? Every day calling out the azan, going to the house of Rasulullah,
Ya Rasulullah, as-salatu jami'ah. Ya Rasulullah, it is time for salah. The bond he had with Bilal. The bond he had with Rasulullah s.a.w. Oh Abu Bakr, I'm going to Damascus. Abu Bakr said, no, no, you cannot go. How can you go? Bilal tells him, oh Abu Bakr, if you freed me for the sake of Allah, then let me go. If you purchase me for any other motive, then I'll remain. Hazrat Bilal, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, said, I freed you for the sake of Allah. Bilal radiallahu could not bear living in Medina. How is he going to live any longer without Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this bond. How he interacted with every person. Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is invited to a sahabi's house, and en route he sees children playing, so he spots his grandson Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. He goes ahead of the sahaba and he goes to catch Hussein. Hussein radiallahu sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sees his nana coming behind him. So any child that plays and the grandson chases the child, Hussein began to run. Rasulullah chased him, ran behind him, and caught hold of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And embraced him and he kissed him. And he said, Husseinum minni wa ana min. Hussein is from me, I am from him. Showing the bond and closeness that they shared. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala says, I saw Rasulullah taking the tongue of Hussein and kissing it. Taking the tongue or the lips of Hussein and kissing it. Nabi Kareem is on the minbar. Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma come. The little children. Hassan radiallahu anhu, when Rasulullah passed away, Hassan was only 7 years old. Hussein was about a year or 2 years younger than him. Nabi Kareem is giving a khutbah. Imagine the Nabi of Allah is giving a bayan, sahaba there. He sees these two grandchildren coming. They're stumbling, they're falling, they're standing up and they're falling. He goes forward, he leaves his khutbah, leaves his bayan. He says, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ أَوْلَادُكُمْ fitna. Your wealth and your children, they are a trial, a test for you. إِنَّ الْوَلَدَ مَبْخَلَةٌ مَجْبَنَةٌ. Nabi Kareem said, I cannot bear and endure standing here and seeing my two grandchildren stumbling and falling. He went and he embraced them. He said, they are my rehana of this world, the fragrance of Jannah, the fragrance of Akhirah. And not only with his grandchildren, with so many other children, Nabi Kareem would share the fruit of the first season with the children. He would joke with them. This little child, brother of Anas radiallahu anhu, had a little bird. Nabi Kareem would frequent the house and talk to him and play with him. One day this bird dies. Nabi Kareem some address him, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'alan nughir? Where's the little bird that you had, the sparrow? What happened to it? Just joking, making him feel happy. How he treated his workers. Just one incident. Nabi Kareem some mentioned, A'tul ajirah. أَجْرَهُ قَبْلَ أَن يَجِفَّ عَرَقُهُ. Give the worker, the laborer, his due before his perspiration dries up. Brothers, this is something for all of us. I think about a month ago, in the Jummah Bayan, I had given on the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we stress and emphasize on the fact that ask ourselves, how many people have we invited to this deen of ours through our akhlaq? How many of us can proudly say, there's so many people because of my dealings and my mannerism, the way I spoke and the way I speak and I talk to them and my dealings are so just and how kind and how compassionate I am that these people have embraced Islam. How many of us can proudly say that? Or we ask the question to ourselves, how many people we have chased away from Islam because of our poor akhlaq? Because of our wheeling and dealings, our haram dealings? Because we have betrayed people? We have not fulfilled the right of our neighbors. I mentioned a few examples of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali. How he treated his neighbors, his workers. Our Rasulullah's whole seerah, the life of Sahaba. These are all teachings for us, not to cheat people. Go on the road and we see road rage. Half the time we see some Muslim person shouting and screaming and behaving so reckless on the road. Is this akhlaq? This is Islam? The day has come when a person is fearing standing next to a Muslim. Perhaps he may harm me. وَالْمُؤْمِنُ مَنْ أَمِنَهُ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ دِمَائِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ. A true believer is that person. That people, an-nas, Muslim, non-Muslim, they feel secure and safe with regard to their wealth and their lives in his presence. I mentioned to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, his neighbor was a Jew selling his house and he doubled the price. Why? He says one is because the price for this house is probably only half the price, but I have extended the price and made it double because to be a neighbor of Imam Abu Hanifa. No ordinary person. These are lessons from Sirah that you and I need to put into our lives and show the true picture of Islam. People will come into Islam in droves, in large numbers. But if we're going to cheat, we're going to lie, use vulgar language, shout, argue, squeal, divorce our wives how we wish, treat our children how we wish, abuse our children, abuse our parents, show no mannerisms when we are traveling. If you see an elderly person, you're on the bus or you're going to the toilet, and the other people also standing, whether it's a masjid toilet, wherever it is, you see an elderly person, you lose nothing in giving him the chance first. May Allah forgive us, may Allah protect us. There are so many doctors who have come and complained, Maulana, please speak about these things, how people visit patients in the hospital. They come in any time, it's not visiting hours. Nurses are busy, doctors are busy. They'll come in so many large numbers, make such a noise. That is not Islam. Read adab of ziyarat of marid. See the seerat of Rasulullah. My respected brothers, I promise it's going to be a short talk. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq of treating our workers properly, our subordinates properly, our elderly ones properly, our young ones with mercy, with compassion. Let us bring the akhlaq of Rasulullah in our lives. Take the first step. We cannot bring every type of good quality once in our life immediately. It will take time. Abu Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, that's the incident I'm going to mention and we terminate. He was beating some of his slaves. And Rasulullah happened to see this. And Nabi Kareem is cautioning him. He didn't realize it was Rasulullah until Rasulullah came forward, closer. Ya Abu Mas'ud! Ya Rasulullah! He says, you are beating your slaves? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have freed them for the sake of Allah. Oh Abu Mas'ud, if you do not do so, لَلَفَحَتْكَ النَّارِ أَوْ لَمَسَّتْكَ النَّارِ Rasulullah first told him that Allah has got more power and strength over you than you have over your slaves. Don't throw your weight over them. Allah will punish you. If you do not free them, the fire of Jahannam would have scorched you, it would have burnt you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, give us tawfiq and hidayah to read more and more the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to imbibe the beautiful lessons of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives, to make a genuine change in our life. A genuine change in our life. Like how the Sahaba made that change. Inshallah, even despite all the challenges we have in this zamana, in this time, we are going very, very close to the day of Qiyamah. Allah knows exactly when Qiyamah will take place, but the minor signs, almost every single minus sign we can see in front of our eyes. And things are moving so fast. And we can see the different challenges and the fitan that are taking place. And you can see what a bad name Islam and the Muslims are getting. But inshallah, if we behave ourselves correctly, we conduct ourselves correctly, we deal correctly, like how the Sahaba went to China just on a business errand, and the people were attracted by the business dealings. If we do so, if we talk correctly, we speak correctly, we deal and we interact with the ummah correctly, even with animals, if we treat them correctly, then inshallah, people will see the truth of Islam. People will come into the fold of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor us on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Kareem some will be happy with us that we have come and we have brought his akhlaq and we have tried, we made an effort. Inshallah, we will see the beauty of Islam. Islam will go into every single home throughout the four corners of the globe. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ماري غناكم عافرما ماري خطاكم عافرما يا الله we are weak يا الله يا الله you chose to be the ummat in the ummat of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم this is the final ummat يا الله the most beloved ummat يا الله last to come into this world but first to enter jannat يا الله يا الله don't deprive us of iman يا الله do not snatch away this iman that you have given us يا الله يا الله
Allah, make us have the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the surat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mubarak sunnah come into our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to be good Muslims, my Allah. Good believers, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Make people see the beauty of Islam, my Allah, when they interact with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah, raise us in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the Hudi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Mawti al-Madinah al-Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us enter in Jannat in his company, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. So many are sick and ailing, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers have come here tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, each one of us has got some need, my Allah. We've got many needs, my Allah. You are well aware of our needs, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, our problems, our worries, our sorrows, our griefs, our hardships, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo pareshan hale unki pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, make us have the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true respect and azmat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين